Chapter 4. In all fairness, I have to say that Betty warned me. "You're crazy letting that gorgeous frog in your house," she said. I laughed her off. "Why, because of Lucius? Please, she wouldn't be interested, believe me." "What about him? He might be interested." "Not his style, trust me. Anyway, he can't have sex. He could die." "Are you kidding? That's how they all dream of going." I paid no attention to Betty. Lucius wasn't a philanderer. Several very attractive girlfriends of mine had come to stay over the years, and there had never been a problem. Lucius wanted to be amused, not seduced. Like most married couples, Lucius and I knew each other's bodies, rhythms, likes, and dislikes so well that over the years the act of making love had become a kind of genteel cruise we took together, after which we both felt refreshed. But Lucius wasn't interested in sex anymore. We hadn't made love in ages, even before his heart attack. He blamed his lack of libido on age. Being a good deal younger than he, I was often nostalgic for the passion of the old days, but I didn't dwell on it. My life was good in so many other ways. I had my health and plenty to keep me occupied. I accepted the fact that we had settled into a kind of cozy companionship, fueled by deluxe diversions and an active social life. The arrival of the Countess was an unexpected lift for both of us. Monique was the perfect guest. Lucius looked forward to their daily backgammon games when he could manage them. He was still weak and tired from his recent operation, so he rested a great deal and saw little of us during the day. The three of us usually got together for dinner, and we had some very jolly meals. Most of the time, however, Monique palled around with me. Nothing.